But it, yeah, I suppose so. It seemed to me that as long as you emptied at the end of a row, that it wouldn't take that much time, but I suppose it did take time to empty it and weigh it.
If you had a long cotton row, you'd empty in the middle of the field. And where, you know, and where you thought you'd have sacks off. Or you'd way up in the middle of the field.
But not many people grow cotton around here anymore, do they?
Graham boys got some, and Graham is not growing it this year for the first time. No.
Really?
But he just left it off this year. He didn't have the help. He planted soybeans and corn instead of cotton.
Well, where did the people who continued to grow cotton sell it? Was there, is it still?
Well, anybody got a cotton gin, the market that close by.
I didn't think there were many cotton gins around here anymore. Didn't one go under?
It's all been Mill County. There's one in Cairo, there's one in 3 or 4 in Camilla.
Well, I was thinking there was one in Pelham or Camilla, that there had been only one,
There's one in Cairo, and it's one in Carpet, and one in Arlington.
What about Damascus?
Something
makes me think I did, but I think I might have just gone past one.
Elma quit growing cotton before I did.
I was really young, and I remember calling myself a cotton farmer. Carlton continued to grow cotton?
Carlton, Lamar quit, never quit, but Carlton grew cotton. He had cotton out on up the 89.
Did he? I didn't realize that. Because I know that it was, I was really little when, because I can remember being in the field every year as long as we had it. It's been, you know, a long, long time since I can remember. Having my little sack on my shoulder because I picked cotton too.
We had cotton out here by the house. They did not want to pick cotton. They wouldn't pick to be in the row.
Not even at the very beginning?
That was the year we had here by the road. No, it was cotton. They put on the bathing suit and go out there though and get them a tan.
Wow. Some way to pick cotton.
Oh, leaves and stinging. Well, they didn't think of that. They just picked cotton in the bathing suit.
I just remember that we were more trouble than we were worth.
In the patch.
Because we always wanted to hoe peanuts. And we always wanted to be in the cotton field. I guess it was because we just wanted to be where there were people and things going on. And we were always more trouble. Well, and probably, Laverne and Loretta were too.
Well, I think when they were picking out that, they get to fussing and get so irritable, I'd get one of my feet.
that was probably that.
But they had a good time.
You got good sometimes.
They'd sing, they'd laugh, and have a lot of fun out there. They didn't work at it.
Well, I'm sure that none of us had our livelihood depending on none of us kids.
And so you didn't work yet.
So we weren't that really concerned about it.
Well, I can remember when I was a kid, Papa paid us to pick cotton. But then Sears and Roebuck catalogs, we had Sears and Roebuck catalogs. But you're supposed to get the catalog and help Ada, let Ada help you pick you out some school clothes.
And that was your payment for